IMF specialists say the overall risks to global financial stability have increased sharply in recent months. Jaime Caruana is the principal author of the report on financial stability.
The credit shock emanating from the U.S. subprime crisis is set to broaden amid a significant economic slowdown. The deterioration in credit has moved up and across the credit spectrum.
As bank losses have soared, lenders have tightened standards, and despite lower interest rates, many commercial and consumer loans are still hard to come by. Caruana says that more than 6 months into the crisis, credit markets are still not functioning normally.
We have seen confidence quickly evaporate, ending in liquidity-driven solvency events that threaten the core of financial system.
He is referring to the U.S. Central Bank orchestrated rescue of the Bear Stearns Investment Bank, which teetered on the brink of bankruptcy because of loan losses. The IMF is not alone in its worry about the credit crisis and its possibility of worsening. Morris Goldstein is a financial specialist at Washington's Peterson Institute. He says if home prices continue to fall in the United States, defaults on mortgage loans could grow beyond the 2 million predicted for this year.
It's been estimated that if U.S. housing prices fall by an additional 15% or so, or approximately a third of U.S. homeowners with mortgages will have negative equity in their homes. This negative equity issue is also raising the question of whether willingness to pay will have to be addressed along with ability to pay.
U.S. home prices on average declined by 10% in 2007, a factor that IMF economists say contributed to the global credit crisis. Many U.S. mortgage loans were bundled into securities and sold to financial institutions worldwide. Caruana says that if the situation worsens, it may be necessary for governments to spend taxpayer money to stabilize markets.
I think we have to be careful on that, and the question is to what extent the situation continues to deteriorate, and that would determine to what extent this is something that is necessary.
The IMF says that lax regulation and a failure to recognize the risk of highly leveraged loans contributed to the credit crisis. Financial markets, it says, will come under increased strain as world economic growth decelerates. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.